Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Good morning, Des.
Good morning, Mary. We're just chatting here about Shane Lowry last weekend, and that comes into play today. It's the second golf major of the season, begins the PGA Championship at Quail Hollow in North Carolina. Rory McIlroy is favourite, and for good reason. He has won four times there in the past, and he also holds the course record. And for the first time in his career, Shane Lowry tees off in a tournament as one of the world's top 10 players. He earned that career-high number 10 ranking with his tied runner-up finish in Philadelphia last Sunday. It was a close call for the title in a duel with the eventual winner, Sepp Straka. And Shane couldn't hide the disappointment he still feels when chatting yesterday to Greg Allen.
Sunday hurt. I felt like I probably could have won that tournament. I should have won that tournament. And it's hard to win out here. So when you give yourself chances like that, it stings, you know. And I was conscious coming into a big week like this. You know, you can get a bit of a couple of days where you're not feeling great about yourself because of that. So it was actually nice that it was a forced day off on Monday with the weather. Allowed myself not to do much. Yeah, practice has gone pretty well the last couple of days. So I don't feel anything but positive energy coming from last week. And, you know, hopefully I can get out tomorrow morning early and sort of get after it.
Putting yourself in position to win, though, like, it's an awful lot better than...
Absolutely, yeah. Look, but I just feel like there's been a few disappointments this year, and you know, sometimes you feel like golf keeps kicking you and kicking you, but you have to be patient and you have to wait for the good days to come. So hopefully one of them is not too far away.
We've talked about many things over the years regarding your game. Almost everything is right at the moment, just getting through that sort of open door that will open for you.
Look, I'll be completely honest with you, I wish we were at a venue that suited my game a little bit better, but I do feel like if I play my best golf I can contend. It'll be hard, and I will have to play my best golf this week, but yeah, I'll give it a run, see what happens. And you know, if it's not this week, sure, I'll dust myself off and I get ready for Memorial, and if it's not that week, I'll just keep going. I'll always try hard and I work hard at it, and eventually something good will happen.
Can we look at the state of your game, which is in great shape, really arguably the most consistent golf of your life? And I think Rory, your good pal McIlroy, has indicated the same.
Obviously it's great. I've never been in the top 10 in the world before. I've never, you know, this time of year to be around the FedEx Cup, like second in Ryder Cup rankings, like that's a big deal for me. So yeah, there's a lot of good things happening, but you know, when the first tee tomorrow morning, I certainly won't be thinking of that.
That's Shane Lowry. Now, in Gaelic games, Tipperary have retained the O'Neill's Munster Under-20 Hurling Championship title after a hard-fought five-point victory over Clare. Two goals inside 4 minutes during the second half swung a great game in Tip's favour. Elsewhere, it'll be Dublin and Kilkenny contesting the Leinster Under-20 final. Kilkenny beat Laois comfortably, 26 points to 1-9. Dublin beat Galway by 218 to 17 points, something of a surprise, helped by two early goals from Callum Graham and poor shooting by Galway. Meanwhile, Saturday's senior doubleheader between Galway and Dublin Pier Stadium looks like being a full house. In soccer news, a great night for Sligo man Johnny Kenny. On his first start for Celtic, he scored in a 5-1 win at Aberdeen. Adam Ida, who came on as a sub for Kenny, also scored. A disappointing night for Robbie Keane. His Ferencváros side lost the Hungarian Cup final 4-3 on penalties against Pax, but they have a 3-point lead in the league still with two games remaining. In rugby, the former Irish Sevens captain Billy Dardist has said it was short-sighted to end the men's International Sevens programme just 10 months after sending a team to the Olympics with medal aspirations. But the Los Angeles tournament earlier this month saw the Irish team relegated. The RFU say it's a financial issue and the men's sevens programme doesn't contribute a development pathway for the 15s game in the way the current academy structures do with the provincial sides. The women's programme remains in place. We'll have more on that later. In racing, Aidan O'Brien's The Lion in Winter is the odds-on favourite for the big Dante Stakes at York this afternoon, while the action at home is at Clonmel.
Des, thank you for that, and the time now, 20 to 8.